Let me tell you the story. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Now, this story is basically a lead up to, an introduction to, the ecstatic speech of Elizabeth to Mary. It is followed in the story by Mary's response, which is to sing the song of the Magnificat. But in this first part of the story, the invitation is to develop Elizabeth as a character, to explore her voice and her way. It is a story about the joy of Elizabeth when Mary comes to visit her and the unborn baby, John, moves in her womb. It is the story of two pregnant women, the first one of whom is already experiencing the movement of the child in her womb, and it happens when Mary calls out to her. Of course, this story is, at its first level, a story of utter delight, because John the Baptist and Jesus, who were to be friends and fellow prophets, recognized each other when they were still in the womb. So in this story, you are first introducing what happened, describing Elizabeth hearing Mary's greeting and the child leaping in her womb in indirect discourse in the third person, and then of Elizabeth describing this in the first person, and the climax of all this and the verbal thread that connects it is the child leaped in her womb. So this primary dynamic is a dynamic of joy. Now, in terms of performing Elizabeth's speech, her voice is loud. Luke makes that clear. She exclaimed with a loud cry, and it is an expression of sheer joy. And it is the extension of that joy as a blessing of Mary and of her child, with which then Elizabeth concludes her little speech to Mary. The reference to the mother of my Lord is interesting. You know, is my Lord Jesus? That is she identifying the Lord as Jesus? The mother of my Lord comes to me? Or is she referring here to God? Well, the mother reference is clearly, at the first level, a reference to Jesus. But this is also the source of the term Theotokos, the mother of God. So there's a sense in which this is also a reference to the mother of God. That is, my Lord is both Jesus and the Father. This may be the first Trinitarian reference in the whole of the gospel tradition, but it is reinforced by her statement, you know, of what was spoken to her by the Lord. So what was the fulfillment of what was spoken to Mary? Well, it was the unbelievable words of the angel Gabriel, that she would have a child without having had sexual intercourse. And one of the things that I would suggest that you do is to compare this story with the stories of other virgin births in the ancient world. There are two that are normally circulated, you know, the stories of Alexander and Augustus, Caesar, both of whom were great generals and emperors of their world. This is a much better story than either of those, and especially the characters of the women are much more fully developed, and they're much more human and spontaneous. So I'd suggest you look up those stories. They're available in the source book of the Gospels, and I may even post those online. But this story is another dimension of the good news of the gospel and of the anticipation of the new time that John the Baptist and Jesus will initiate.